Before I come out, I realized this is the last time I'm going to share with you in 2013.
我刚刚才发现这个是2013年我最后一次与你们交通.
And it's really surprising when this thought come to my mind that this year it is quickly gone.
我实在很惊讶，这一年这么快就过去了.
I have a burden this morning in my heart to share from Gospel according to John chapter 3.
早上我有负担来与大家交通约翰福音第三章.
You may be surprised that why we share on John chapter 3, this is a gospel.
也许你会很惊讶为什么我们交通约翰福音第三章因为这是传福音.
And I believe that this portion is for all of us, it's not just for gospel friends.
但是我相信这张圣经是为我们每一个人所预备的，不单单只是为了福音朋友。
And we will never get past John chapter 3.
我们永远都要来学习约翰福音第三章。
And this morning I'll turn to chapter 3 verse 1.
我们翻到第三章第一节。
We're going to read from verse 1 to verse 16.
我们要从第一节读到16节。
And I would like for all of us to read this portion.
我希望每一个人都能够读.
But in order for us to read in a nice way, I'd like to separate you into two parts.
为了让我们能好好读, 我要把你们分成两半.
On my left hand part and my right hand part.
这左边这一半和右边的这一半.
And my left hand part will read verse 1 and all the R verses. And my right hand side will read even verses. I hope you can get this.
左边这一半要读奇数节，右边这一段读偶数节.
So at on my left hand side will start.
所以请左边这一半开始读.
你找尼哥底母是犹太人的官。 耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能进神的国。”耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。”
不要以为稀奇。你问他说：“怎能有这事呢？”你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？我实实在在的告诉你，我们所说的是我们知道的。
我们所见证的是我们见过的，你们却不领受我们的见证。除了从天降下，人就在天的人，没有人升过天。
I have a further words of prayer. Father, this morning our heart is full of thanksgiving as we come together before your table.
父啊，早晨当我们来到你桌子面前，我们的心实在充满了感谢。
We realize without your steadfast love, none of us will be here today.
我们知道若不是有你不改变的爱，我们没有人能够在这里。
Therefore, we bow down before you and we pray that we will continue to gaze upon your beauty even as we fellowship upon your words.
因此我们俯伏在你的面前，我们求你，当我们来一同来交通你的话语的时候，我们要继续瞻仰你的荣美。
We pray that you will open our eye, cause the blind eyes to see that you are the fairest of thousands to us.
求你来开我们的眼，叫我们这些瞎眼的人能看见你是千万人中最美的。
Now cause us to crush all idols that's in our heart.
能叫我们毁坏心中一切的偶像。
And we know without your mercy and your grace, it cannot be done.
我们知道没有你的怜悯和恩典是不能成的。
Therefore, we pray for your grace and mercy even now.
因此，我们现在就求你的怜悯和恩典。
And we recognize that apart from you, none of us can speak, none of us can translate, and none of us can hear.
我们承认，离了你，没有人能讲，没有人能翻译，没有人能听。
And we look to our Lord Jesus now.
我们仰望我们的主耶稣基督。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
This morning as we look at this this 16 verses, and this is too much for us to really focus on in one session.
今天早晨我们来看这16节的圣经，我们实在觉得这内容实在太丰富了，我们没有办法来看完。
Therefore this morning I have some narrow focus in this portion.
因此今天早晨我就要把它我要看一个小的范围。
And I try to focus on the two questions asked by Nicodemus.
我们就来看尼哥底母所问的两个问题。
And he asked the question of real questions.
尼哥底母所问的是很真实的问题。
And it's a very sincere questions.
是很真诚的问题。
And then he said how can a man be born when it is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?
尼哥底母问，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？
Then he asked the second questions, how can these things be?
然后他问第二个问题，怎能有这事呢？
And we would in this sharing, these are the two questions we will be focused on.
在我们交通中，这就是两个问题我们所要集中来看的。
Just to set the scene a little bit, let's consider this man, Nicodemus.
我们就现在就要来看看尼哥底母这个人。
And there are hundreds of thousands of people during the time.There are perhaps hundreds of thousands of Jews. Why was Nicodemus selected?
有几在当时的犹太人有当时的人有几亿人，然后犹太人呢有几十万人，为什么会拣选尼哥底母这个人呢？
Why the Holy Spirit dedicate about 21 verses in John?To record this conversation between Nicodemus and our Lord Jesus.
为什么圣灵会用二十一节圣经来讲尼哥底母和主耶稣中间的对话呢？
And this conversation must be very important not only to Nicodemus but to all of us.
因此这段对话不但对尼哥底母，对我们也是非常重要的。
Because Nicodemus has a deep desire for one thing.
因为尼哥底母他里面有极深的渴慕。
He desired to see the kingdom of God and desired to enter into the kingdom of God.
他渴慕能够看见神的国，他渴慕能够进入神的国。
And he had a questions that's dear to his heart, but also dear to the heart of our Lord Jesus.
所以他的心中有一个很深处有一个问题，这也是主耶稣里面的问题。
And The most well-known verses can be found in this portion.
最有名的圣经节就在这一段圣经里面。
And John chapter 3 verse 16.
就是约翰福音三章十六节。
Was the word spoken to Nicodemus by Jesus?
是主耶稣向尼哥尼姆所说的话。
And this meeting changed the life of Nicodemus.
他们的会面改变了尼哥尼姆的一生。
That evening, He not only saw the kingdom of God, He entered into the kingdom of God.
那天晚上，尼哥底母看见了神的国，他也进入了神的国。
You remember, after Jesus was crucified on the cross, Nicodemus was one of the two persons to request the body of our Lord.
你记得当主耶稣被钉十字架以后，尼哥底母是那两个人的其中一个人去求主耶稣的尸体。
These verses were critical to us today.
这个经文对我们非常重要。
It shows us how we can see the kingdom of God and enter into the kingdom of God today.
它向我们显明今天我们如何能够见到神的国并进入神的国。
And often we think that this is for gospel friends.
我们常常觉得这是给福音朋友的。
But it is for us also.
但是也是为我们所预备的。
And let's look at this story of Nicodemus.
让我们来看看尼哥底母的故事。
No, Nicodemus was the best of the best among Israel.
尼哥底母是以色列人中出类拔萃的人。
He is a Pharisee.
他是法利赛人。
And they were the most conservative ones.
他们是最保守的犹太人。
They held themselves to a very high moral and ethical standards.
他们用极高的道德和宗教标准。
They were well respected by all the Jews.
他们被犹太人所尊敬。
And Nicodemus was not only a Pharisee, he was also a ruler of the Jews.
尼哥底母不但是法利赛人，他也是犹太人的官。
You may not understand what does that mean, a ruler of Jews.
你也许不太明白犹太人的官是什么。
And they have a institution called Sanhedrin.
在那个时候，他们有一个组织是公会。
And Sanhedrin is like the Supreme Court today.
公会就像现在政府的最高法院。
And it's the highest court for Jewish matters.
是当时犹太人处理事务的最高的法院。
And Nicodemus was one of the judges in Sanhedrin.
尼哥底母是当时公会头一个法官。
And in verse 10, Jesus called Nicodemus the teachers of Israel.
在第十节，主耶稣对尼哥底母说：“你是犹太人的先生。”
And in Greek word, the emphasis of this phrase is on the article the.
在希腊文中，这里的重点是在先生前面的有一个冠词，那位先生。
Therefore, we know Nicodemus is the teachers of Israel.
所以我们知道尼哥底母是犹太人当中最高的最的教师。
So he is a Pharisee, he's a ruler of Jews, and he's the teachers.Of Israel.
他是法利赛人，他是犹太人的官，而他是那一位最高的教
师。And this man came to Jesus that night and said the following.
而这个人来的那天晚上来到主耶稣面前，就说了下面的话。
Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do the signs that you do unless God is with him.
拉比，我们知道你是从神那里来做师父的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。
It is remarkable for Nicodemus to say something like that.
这是非常奇妙的，尼哥底母会说这样的话。
It shows that he was humble.
这表明他是非常谦卑。
Rabbis mean teachers.
拉比就是老教师的意思。
And Nicodemus was the teacher of Israel, and he called Jesus teachers.
尼哥底母是犹太人的教师，可是他却称主耶稣为教师。
And Jesus was a carpenter.
而主耶稣是木匠。
And who was associated with the fishermen of Galilee.
他与加利利的一些渔夫为伍。
And this man Nicodemus called Lord Jesus teachers.
而尼哥底母却称呼耶稣为老师。
So he was humble.
所以他非常谦卑。
Nicodemus was honest.
尼哥底母非常的诚实。
Many Pharisees and many Jews have seen the signs of our Lord Jesus.
许多犹太人、许多法利赛人都看见主耶稣行神迹。
But they were not willing to admit that this is from God.
但是他们不愿意承认这是出于神的。
But Nicodemus was an honest man.
尼哥底母是个诚实的人。
And he couldn't deny that God was with Jesus.
他不能否认神与耶稣基督同在。
And Nicodemus was sensitive to the kingdom of God.
尼哥底母对神的国很有感觉。
When he saw the signs, he didn't only see the sign, but he also saw that God is with Jesus.
当他看见神迹的时候，他不单单只看见外面的神迹，他看见神与主耶稣同在。
He was sensitive to the kingdom of God. He was sensitive to the presence of the Lord.
他对神的国度有感觉，他对神的同在有感觉。
And that was his heart's desire. So he came that night, want to know more about this kingdom of God.
这就是他心中的渴望。那天晚上，他愿意能够认识神的国。
He has some questions about how can I see it? How can I enter into this kingdom of God?
他对于如何看见神的国，如何进入神的国有疑问。
And Jesus knew Nicodemus.
主耶稣知道尼哥底母。
Jesus knew what his heart was hungry for.
主耶稣知道尼哥底母里面的渴慕。
So before Nicodemus even asked his questions, Jesus answered his questions.
所以在尼哥底母问问题以前，主耶稣就回答了他的问题。
Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God."
耶稣回答说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Now, if Nicodemus was here today, he's here today.
如果尼哥底母今天在这里
，And there are many churches will very welcome Nicodemus to sit on the board.
会有许多的教会都欢迎尼哥底母坐在他们的会中。
There will be many many churches. There will be very happy if Nicodemus is one of the elders.
会许多教会会很欢喜，如果尼哥底母是他们的长老。
But Jesus told Nicodemus that unlessYou're born again. You cannot even see the kingdom of God.
但是主耶稣却告诉尼哥底母，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
This matter of see the kingdom of God has nothing to do with your deeds and your moral standards.
这看见神的国，这是跟你的行为和你的道德标准是没有关系的。
It has nothing to do with your positions and your reputation in the society.
跟你在社会中的名声和地位是没有关系的。
It has nothing to do with your wisdom and your knowledge.
和你的智力和你的智慧是没有关系的。
It had everything to do with a new life.
而完全只在乎你有没有新生命。
And this new life can only come from a new birth.
这新生命只能从新的降生而来。
Our old life is born of the flesh.
我们的旧生命是从肉身来的。
That which is born of flesh is flesh.
从肉身来的就是肉身。
It does not matter how careful we live in this life, it is still of the flesh.
不论我们多么小心地过我们的生活，这是还是从肉身来的。
And Jesus told Nicodemus, "You need a new life."
主耶稣告诉尼哥底母，你需要新的生命。
Brothers and sisters, the biggest struggle of Christians today is to trying to live a kingdom life with our own flesh.
弟兄姊妹，今天基督徒最大的挣扎就是我们试着用我们的肉身的生命来过国度的生活。
It's impossible.
这是不可能的。
It's impossible to live a kingdom life with our flesh.
这是不可能，我们不能用我们的肉身生命来过国度的生活。
There was a farmer that he has some duck eggs and.But he doesn't have a mother duck, so he placed the duck eggs into a group of chicken eggs.
有一位农夫，他有一些鸭蛋，但是因为没有母鸭，所以他就把这些鸭蛋跟一些鸡蛋放在一起。
And the mother hen doesn't know it, so the mother hen would treat all the eggs the same.
母鸡不知道，所以他就把这些所有的蛋都当成一样的。
And over time.Little baby chickens comes out, baby ducks comes out.
经过一段日子，小鸡小鸭都出来了。
And they look pretty much the same.
他们看起来都差不多。
So mother hen didn't even notice.
所以母鸡根本没有注意。
So he feed the little ducks just like the way, you know, she feeds the baby chickens.
所以他喂这些小鸭就像他喂小鸡一样。
And the ducks didn't know that they're ducks.
而这些鸭也不知道他们是鸭。
They fit in very nicely with all the chickens.
他跟这些小鸭跟小鸡都相处得非常好。
So one day the mother would take all the little ducks and all the chicken for a walk.
有一天，这位母鸡就带着小鸡小鸭出去散步。
And they come close to a pond.
他们到了一个水池边。
And you begin to see the differences between ducks.
所以你就看见了母鸭的鸡和鸭的不同。
And all the chickens are very careful not to get closer to the pond.
所有的鸡都很小心的不要到池塘边。
And the ducks will go straight into the pond and swim in the pond.
而小鸭却进了水池里头，游泳了。
And the mother went crazy.
而这母鸡就非常的担心。
She didn't know what to do.
她实在不知所措。
Was so worried about his baby ducks.
她非常担心她的小鸭们。
You see that takes different life to swim in a pond.
你看见要有不同的生命才能在水池里游泳。
That which is born of a chicken is of chicken.
从鸡生的就是鸡。
It will never be different.
不会有什么不同。
You know, the most difficult part of Christian life is put a chicken into the pond.
基督徒生活最困难的就是把一只鸡放在水池里。
You know, that's the struggle.
那就是挣扎。
In our Christian experience,
是我们基督徒所面临的挣扎。
We don't understand why we have so much struggle.
我们不知道为什么我们有这么多挣扎。
Because we try to swim in the pond with a chicken life.
因为我们用鸡的生命在水池里游泳。
It's impossible.
这是不可能的。
Unless you're born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
你若不重生，你就不能看见神的国。
It takes a different life.
这需要不同的生命。
Jesus was very serious about this.
主耶稣对这件事非常严肃。
Can you find any other places Jesus was more serious about this?
你找不到其他的地方，主耶稣这么严肃。
He repeated the word very. Verily, twice, verily, verily, in single sentence.
他用实实在在的这样的话来说。
Then repeat that three times.
然后后面他又重复了第三次。
And in verse 7, he said, you must be born again.
第七节他又说, 你们必须重生。
It's not about being a good Pharisee.
这不是关乎成为一个好的法利赛人。
It's not about being the best Jews.
不在于成为一个好的犹太人。
It's not about being the best teachers.
不在于成为好的教师。
Unless one is born again, he cannot even see the kingdom of God.
人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Brothers and sisters, there was no wiggle room about this.
弟兄姊妹，这里没有可以旋回的余地。
There's not a little gap there.
那里没有一点空间。
Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
There was no alternative on this.
那里没有其他的方法。
So Nicodemus got this.
所以尼哥底母就明白了。
But then he had a question.
但他有一个问题。
He's an honest man, so he had this question.
他有一个问题。
How can a man be born when it is old?
人已经老了，如何能重生呢？
He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?
岂能再进母腹生出来吗？
It's a very good question.
这是很好的问题。
How can we have this new birth?
我们如何能够重生？
And Jesus answered very straight away.
主耶稣就非常的直接的回答。
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
So it is very clear here, we have to be born of the water and the Spirit.
这里非常清楚，我们必须从水和圣灵生。
Born of the water means repentance.
从水生就是悔改。
Repentance has something to do with our ability to see the kingdom of God.
悔改跟我们能够看见神的国很有关系。
When we often think about repentance, we think about salvation, which is true.
当我们每次看到悔改，我们就想到救恩，这是真的。
We begin our Christian life with repentance.
我们基督徒的生命开始于悔改。But
we must know that we live a normal Christian life with repentance.
但是我们必须悔改，我们才能过正常基督徒生活。
If you read the Old Testament, you read all the major prophets and minor prophets.
当你读旧约，你看到大先知、小先知书信。
What is the message in the prophets?
在先知的信息是什么？
It's the message of repentance.
就是悔改的信息。
Sinner will need to repent for their sins.
罪人需要为他的罪而悔改。
But what should we repent for?
那我们为什么悔改？
Many of you have taken an airplane, right?
你们许多人都有坐过飞机。
Right, let's say that you're about to take a journey. You want to fly from Houston to Beijing.
如果你要从休斯顿飞到北京。
You know that from Houston to Beijing, there is a flight path.
你知道从休斯顿到北京有一个飞行航道。
Now you follow the flight path, then you can get from Houston to Beijing.
你就跟随这个飞行航道，你就可以到北京。
But over the course of flying, that there are many, many factors will cause the airplane to deviate from the flight path.
但是在飞行中有许多因素会让这个飞机偏离了航道。
And so the pilot has to adjust the airplane to get back to the flight path.
因此这驾驶员就需要调整他的航道来回到他的飞行的方向来回到航道。
And the pilot has to do this many times during the course of flying.
而在这飞行过程中驾驶员要做很多次的调整。
And this is the same as our Christian life.
这就是我们基督徒的生活。
When we are saved, there is a path for us.
当我们得救的时候我们有一个航道。
But all the time we deviate from the path.
但是我们常常偏离了。
For various reasons.
为了不同的原因。
Repentance will bring us back to the path.
悔改就能带我们回到那条航道。
If you take the airplane that the pilot never adjusts the airplane.
如果你坐飞机，那个飞行员从来不调整方向。
You probably landed on Shanghai.
你可能在上海降落。
Or even worse, maybe Taipei.
也许在台北降落。
Even worse could be Sydney.
可能就是成
雪梨。Now it's all about repentance.
都是关乎悔改。
It's important for a Christian to have a life that's with many adjustments.
所以我们的生活必须有许多的调整。
And return to the flight path.
要回到那个航道。
Return to God.
要回转归神。
Now we know that Ephesus, church in Ephesus, is one of the glorious churches.
我们知道以弗所教会是当时的最荣耀的教会。
But even a church like that, toward the end of first century, they still have had good deeds.
但是即使那样的教会到第一世纪的末了，他们还是有好的行为。
They did not tolerate evil men.
他们不能容忍恶人。
And they could even test the false apostle.
他们也能试验假使徒。
They even suffer for Jesus' namesake.
他们为主名受苦。
But they were off the path.
但是他们偏离了。
They are not on the path.
他们不在那个正路上。
And what was the cause for them to be off?
什么原因叫他们偏离呢？
They have left their first love.
他们离弃了起初的爱。
You have to pay attention to this word left.
你必须注意这个字离弃。
When you use the word left, means you left this for something else.
当你离弃了，就是离弃了一样东西，而朝另一个东西去。
They left it for something of the world.
他们朝着世界的事所去。
And that's the reason that they're off the path.
这就是他们偏离的原因。
We're often off the path, brothers and sisters.
我们常常会偏离。
And what was the reason that caused us to be off?
我们偏离的原因是什么？
Is this love?
就是爱。
There is something else. There is something else that attracts our heart.
有其他的事物吸引我们的心。
Then we look and we're off.
让我们看了那个事物，我们就偏离了。
You read.The prophets, you read the major prophets, you read the minor prophets, this was the central issue.
你读大先知书、小先知书，这都是中心的信息。
It's about love.
就是关乎爱。
It's about the love of Israel toward their God.
关于以色列向着神的爱。
And God was continuing to say, you return to me, I will return to you.
神就不断地向他们说，你转向我，我就转向你。
One prophet said, up to another prophet.
一个先知接着一个先知。
Every prophet was saying, "Return to me, then I will return to you."
每一个先知都说，你转向我，我就转向你。
Every prophet was like the pilot, wanting to steer the airplane back to the path.
每一个先知就像那驾驶员，他要把这飞机开回那原来的航道。
Every prophet has this message of repentance, repentance.
每一个先知都有这个信息。
Even John the Baptist came on the scene. The message is still repentance.
当施洗约翰来的时候，他的信息仍旧是悔改。
Brothers and sisters, unless we are born of the waters, unless we repent, we will not be able to see the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们若不是从水生，我们若不悔改，我们就不能见神的国。
Unless we repent, we will not be able to return to the flight path.
如果我们不悔改，我们就不能回到起初的航道。
This is born of the waters.
这就是从水生。
When we have to be born of the Spirit.
我们还必须从圣灵生。
So what is the born of the Spirit?
从圣灵生是什么？
And Galatians chapter 5, verse 25 said, "If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit."
加拉太书5章25节说，我们若是靠圣灵得生，就靠圣灵行事。
So there's a matter of live by the Spirit. There's a matter of walk by the Spirit.
所以这里讲到靠圣灵得生，也讲到靠圣灵行事。
If we believe in His name and receive Him, God gave our right to be His children.
如果我们相信他的名，接受他做我们的救主，神就给我们圣灵。
And we are born not of the blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of the man, but of God.
我们这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从仁义生的，乃是从神生的。
This is live by the Spirit.
这就是靠圣灵得生。
But we also have to walk by the Spirit.
但我们也必须靠圣灵行事。
What is walk by the Spirit?
什么是靠圣灵行事？
We have to be sure ourselves when we live on this earth, the things we do are born of the Spirit.
我们必须要确知我们在世上所做的事是从圣灵而生的。
Everything that we do is from the will of the Father.
我们所做的一切事都是出于神的旨意。
We're doing many things in our life, in our services today.
我们今天在我们生活中做许多的事，在服事中做许多的事。
Are we sure that these things are of the Spirit?
我们确定这些事都是出于圣灵吗？
And young people often ask these questions.
年轻人常问这个问题。
This is one of the favorite questions when you have a Q&A sessions.
当我们有问题解答时间，这是最受欢迎的问题。
How do I know it's born of the Spirit?
我怎么知道我从圣灵而生？
How do I know it's born of the flesh?
我怎么知道我是出于肉体？
How do I know?
我怎么知道？
I want to be of the Spirit, but how do I know?
我愿意从圣灵而生，但是我不知道如何。
Jesus gave the answer there.
主耶稣就给他们答案。
Let's look at what Jesus said about this.
我们看看主耶稣说什么。
In verse 8, Jesus said, "The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit."
第八节说，风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的，也是如此。
This is a very interesting verse.
这是非常有意思的。
It's actually opened this to us on how we know it is of the Spirit.
它就向我们打开，叫我们知道我们如何靠圣灵得生。
And you notice that there is wind and there's a sound in this verses.
你注意到这里有风，有响声。
And you can hear the sound of the wind, but you do not know where it comes from and where it is going to.
你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。
And the wind blows where he wishes.
而风随着意思吹。
And the wind is the source of the power.
而风就是能力的源头。
And the sound of it is the evidence of the wind.
而声音是风的凭证。
So there's a source of that power, and there's evidence of that power.
所以那里有能力的源头，有能力的凭证。
And you don't know when the wind begins, but you can hear the sound of it.
你不知道风从哪里来，但是你听见风的声音。
But winds always come before the sound.
而风就是从有声音的地方来。
So what is the wind and what is the sound?
所以风是什么，声音是什么。
And you read the Bible, the wind and the sound often comes together.
当你读圣经的时候，你看见风和声音常常是一起来的。
There's many places in Old Testament talk about the wind and the sound.
在旧约很多处都讲到风和响声。
And sounds always came after the winds.
而声音总是在风之后来的。
Even in Genesis.
即使在创世纪。
Even in Genesis, you can see this.
在创世纪你都看见这一点。
In Genesis, we find these phrases that They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day.
天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音。
See, even in Genesis, that you find this wind, the cool of the day is the breeze of the day, you find the wind and the sound of God.
即使在创世纪，我们都看到这里有讲到凉风，有讲到声音。
And the cool...Or the breeze is the Holy Spirit.
而这凉风就是圣灵。
And the sound of God is the presence of our Lord.
神的声音就是神的同在。
Therefore, Adam and Eve hide themselves, hide from the presence of God.
因此，亚当夏娃就藏在园的树林里，躲避耶和华神的面。
Wind is to break the sound.
风。能够带来那个声音。
It's difficult to find wind, but it's a lot easier to hear the sound of it.
我很难找到风，但是我们却比较容易能听见声音。
So how do we know it's of the Spirit?
那我们怎么知道是出于圣灵？
By the sound of it.
借着他的声音。
Which is the presence of Lord Jesus.
就是主耶稣的同在。
I think last night if you were here last night, and you would knew this.
如果昨天晚上你在这里，你就知道。
The most precious thing in gathering is the presence of our Lord Jesus.
当我们聚集，最宝贵的事就是主耶稣的同在。
There's nothing else more important.
没有其他的事更重要。
Than presence of our Lord.
只有神的同在最重要。
There's nothing more important.To have a sense of the presence of our Lord.
没有任何事是比感觉到神的同在更重要的。
If you can sense the presence of the Lord, then you can tell whether it's of the spirit or of the flesh.
如果你能感觉到神的同在，你就知道这是出于圣灵还是出于肉体。
Doesn't really matter what event you're concerned with.
不论你所关心的是什么事。
It doesn't really matter what environment you face.
不论你的环境如何。
If you can sense the presence of the Lord.
如果你能感觉主的同在。
Then you know it's of the Spirit.
你知道这是出于圣灵。
On the other hand, if you can't sense the presence of the Lord, then it may not be of the Spirit.
另一方面，如果你不能感觉神的同在，那就不是出于圣灵。
This is critical to our life.
这对我们的生命非常重要。
We must learn to hear the sound of the wind.
我们必须学习听见声音。
This is our basic ability to live a Christian life.
这是我们过基督徒生活最基本的能力。
The presence of our Lord is something you and I can sense.
主的同在是我们可以感觉到的。
Now, even Nicodemus can sense that.
连尼哥底母都可以感觉到。
When Nicodemus saw the sign of our Lord Jesus, he sensed the presence of the Lord.
当尼哥底母看见主耶稣所行的神迹，他就感觉到神的同在。
So if Nicodemus can sense that, so can we.
如果尼哥底母可以感觉到，我们也可以。
But we must learn how to develop this ability.
但我们必须学习怎么样来发展这种能力。
If you can sense the presence of the Lord, then you can walk by the Spirit.
如果你能感觉神的同在，你都能与圣灵同行。
So Lord Jesus answered this question very plainly.
因此，主耶稣就非常简单地回答这个问题。
You must repent. You must born of the waters.
你必须悔改，你必须从水而生。
You must born of the Spirit.
你必须从圣灵而生。
You must walk by the Spirit.
你必须靠圣灵而行。
You must...Sense the presence of the Lord so that you can walk by the Spirit.
你必须感觉主的同在，你才能与圣灵同行。
And Nicodemus, As an honest person asks another question.
尼哥底母是诚实的人, 所以他就问了另一个问题。
How can this thing be?
怎能有这事呢?
How can I repent?
我怎能悔改呢?
How can I sense the presence of the Lord?
我怎能感觉到神的同在呢?
And Jesus again answered him very straightly.
主耶稣又是非常直接的回答他。
And Jesus said, Are you the teacher of Israel and do not understand these things?
你是以色列人的先生还不明白这事吗?
And Jesus almost like Nicodemus, you ought to know this.
主耶稣说，尼哥底母竟不知道吗?
Because Nicodemus knew all the history of Israel.
因为尼哥底母知道以色列人所有的历史。
And Jesus continued to say, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
主耶稣说，摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必须照样被举起来。
And Nicodemus knew everything about the story.
尼哥底母知道这个故事。
Because Israel, during the wilderness, they offend Moses and God.
因为以色列人在旷野，他们得罪了神和摩西。
So God sent fiery serpent into their midst.
所以耶和华就让火蛇进入百姓的中间。
Israel regretted and asked Moses to intercede.
以色列人就悔改了，他们就求摩西为他们代祷。
And the Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent and set it on a standard, and it shall come about that everyone who is beaten, when he looks at it, he will live.
耶和华对摩西说，你制造一条火蛇挂在杆子上，凡被咬的，一望这蛇就必得活。
Nicodemus knew the story by heart.
尼哥底母能够背这个故事。
And Jesus, who died on a cross, is the bronze serpent.
主耶稣死在十字架上，就成为我们的同手。
And we are all sinners today, then we are beaten by the fiery serpent.
我们今天都是罪人，我们被这火蛇所咬。
And today, we can look to bronze serpent and live.
但是今天我们仰望铜蛇，我们就得救。
And this is the reason that we can be saved today.
这就是我们如何能够得救。
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
We all have this experience.
我们都有这样的经历。
But what does this mean to us today as believers?
但是今天这对我们这些信主的人来说有什么意义?
Born of the water is repentance, and born of the Spirit is walk by the Spirit.
从水生就是悔改，从圣灵生就是与圣灵同行。
But it is not easy to repent. It's not easy to return to God.
但是悔改，回转向神并不容易。
It is not necessarily easy to walk by the Spirit.
靠着圣灵而行也并不容易。
The fiery serpent today is the love of the world.
今天的火蛇就是爱世界的心。
The fiery serpent today is our flesh.
这火蛇就是我们的肉体。
Many of us are bitten by the fiery serpent today.
我们许多人都今天就被这火蛇所咬。
Remember this young ruler in Luke chapter 18?
你记得在路加福音讲到这个年轻的官。
He had a desire to inherit the eternal life.
他实在愿意能够承受神的。
And Jesus said, you knew the commandments.
主耶稣说，你知道诫命。
And he said, all these things I have obeyed since my youth.
他说，这一切我从小就遵守了。
And Jesus said, one thing you're still lacking.
主耶稣说，你还缺少一件。
Sell all that you possess and distribute into the poor.
要变卖一切所有的分给穷人。
And you shall have treasure in heaven.
你就必有财宝在天上。
And come follow me.
你还要来跟随我。
And he became very sad, and for he was extremely rich.
他就很忧愁，因为他很富足。
We saw this young man has the desire for the kingdom of God, and yet he was bitten by the fiery serpent.
我们看见这个年轻人，他实在是渴慕神的国，但是他却被火蛇咬了。
He was like those Israel. They're on his way to promised land, but on his way, they're bitten by the serpent.
他们就如同其他的以色列人，他们实在愿意进入应许之地，但是在路上他们就被蛇咬了。
Brothers and sisters, The love of the world is a fiery serpent today.
弟兄姊妹，爱世界的心就是火蛇。
When we're bitten by this serpent, brings spiritual death in our life.
当我们被火蛇咬了，就带来属灵的死亡。
The other serpent, fiery serpent, is our flesh.
另一个火蛇就是肉体。
How do we know? It's of the flesh.
我们怎么知道是出于肉体？
Roman told us, if your mind set on the flesh, it's death.
罗马书说，体贴肉体的就是死。
That's the way we can tell it's of the flesh.
所以我们知道这是出于肉体。
There is death.
就有死亡。
There's a death in our spirit.
在我们灵里有死亡。
There is a death in our environment.
在我们环境里有死亡。
There is a death in our relationship.
在我们的关系中有死亡。
Whenever you sense there is a death, it caused by something of the flesh.
当你感每次你遇见死亡的时候，这就是从肉体所产生的。
One day Peter said to our Lord Jesus.
有一天彼得对主耶稣说。
He said, even though.All may fall away because of you. I will never fall away.
他说：“别人都离弃你，我却永不离弃你。”
And this is of the flesh.
这是出于肉体的。
How do we know this is of the flesh?
我们怎么知道这是出于肉体的？
If we read on, we realize this bring death to Peter.
因为我们知道这就把死亡带给彼得。
Peter denied our Lord three times.
彼得三次不认主。
And while he was denying, he had no feeling about it.
而当他不认主的时候，他一点感觉都没有。
How can you deny your Lord without any feeling?
你怎么能否认主，你却没有感觉？
Because there's a death in his spirit.
因为他的灵里有死亡。
He was bitten by the fiery serpent.
他被火蛇咬了。
Bring death to his spirit.
就把死亡带给他的灵。
That was the only way Peter can deny our Lord three times.
所以彼得才会三次不认主。
That night in the courthouse of the high priest.
那天在大祭司的院里。
He saw Peter was bitten by the serpent.
他看见了彼得被火蛇所咬。
He was dead, and he had no repentance.
彼得却不也不悔改。
But we thank the Lord. Jesus turned his eye and saw Peter.
但我们感谢主，主耶稣就转身过来看彼得。
And Peter saw this bronze serpent.
彼得就看见铜蛇。
All of a sudden, things are different.
一刹那事情就不一样了。
And Peter remembered the word of the Lord.And how he had told him before a rooster crows, today you will deny me three times.
彼得就想起主耶稣对他所说的话：“今日鸡叫已先，你要三次不认我。”
And he went out and wept bitterly.
他就出去痛哭。
He looked at that serpent. He looked at the brown serpent, and he was able to live.
他仰望那铜蛇，他就得活。
Brothers and sisters, the question today is, are we bitten? Are we bitten today by this fiery serpent?
弟兄姊妹，今天的问题是我们是不是被火蛇所咬？
Are we off the path?
我们是不是偏离了正路？
If we are, there is a way. Turn your eyes.To our Lord Jesus.
如果你偏离了，那有一条道路，就是转眼仰望耶稣。
It is important for us to see the kingdom of God and enter into the kingdom of God.
我们看见神的国，并进入神的国是非常重要。
And we need to be able to do this on a daily basis.
我们必须每一天都看见。
It's not enough to have this vision during the conference.
我们只在议会中，在特会中有这样意象是不够的。
It's not enough to have this once in a while.
我们偶尔有这样的意象是不够的。
We need to be able to see the kingdom of God every day.
We need to be
able to enter into the kingdom of God every day.
We need
to have the same desire as Nicodemus.
And
Jesus told him the way to see the kingdom of God.
We need
to be born of the waters and born of the Spirit.
Born
the water is to repent and return to God. Oftentimes we are captured by this world.
And
the idol of the earth has a beauty of it.
地上的偶像有一个外表的美丽。
And sometimes we're so captured by those beauties.
有时候我们的心就被这个美丽所夺。
And we find that difficult to strip the beauty of the idol of this earth.
我们常常觉得要把这个属世偶像的美丽除去非常困难。
We knew that our love for this idol was wrong.
我们知道这爱偶像是错的。
And it's not about right or wrong. We knew it was wrong.
这不在于是对与错, 我们知道是错的。
And we knew very early that it was wrong.
我们很早就知道是错的。
But we have no ability to remove the seeming beauty from the idol of the earth.
但是我们没有办法除去这些偶像外表的美丽。
It always looks so beautiful to us.
他们总是看起来那么美丽。
We cannot deny that they are beautiful to us.
我们不能否认它向着我们是这么美丽。
And we knew it was not right to be attracted by it.
我们知道我们被这些吸引是不对的。
But we have no ability to remove that beauty from our eyes.
但是我们没有能力除去这个美丽。
Brothers and sisters, today, the way is not to make that thing different.
弟兄姊妹, 今天我们所做的不是让那件事情不同。
And this is no amount of convincing that we need to do.
我们要深信我们所能做的。
There's no use to convince us this further.
我们没有办法能够叫我们自己相信。
Because we already knew.
因为我们已经知道了。
It's not about knowledge. It's about our inability to not to see the beauty.
而不在于知识, 而在于我们没有办法除去这个美丽。
So the only way is turn your eyes upon our Lord Jesus.
唯一的道路就是转眼仰望耶稣。
When you look at our Lord Jesus, look full in his wonderful love.
让我们注目仰望他的慈容。
And only that time, and the things of the earth will grow strangely dim.
那么所有的事物在他荣耀的光中都要次第变色成朦胧。
That's the only way.
那是唯一的方法。
That is the only way.
那是唯一的方法。
That is the only way to cure this serpent bite.
那是唯一的方法我们能医治这个被蛇咬的问题。
That was the only way that day in the wilderness.
那是在旷野中唯一的方法。
There was no other way for people of Israel in the wilderness.
在旷野中以色列人没有其他的道路。
If you are bitten by the fiery serpent, the only way is look to the bronze serpent and you live.
如果你被火蛇咬了, 你就仰望铜蛇, 你就得活。
If you don't look at the bronze serpent, you die.
如果你不仰望铜蛇, 你就死了。
It is the same way today.
今天也是如此。
Today we are often bitten by the fiery serpent.
今天我们常常被火蛇咬。
And today there is only way out of this.
今天只有一的道路我们可以脱离这个。
It's not about whether it's right or wrong to be attracted by the idols of this earth. We knew it was wrong.
不在于被这偶像吸引是对与错, 因为我们知道这是错的。
Nobody wants to be attracted by the idols of this earth.
没有人愿意被这世上的偶像所吸引。
But we can't help ourselves.
但是我们自己没有办法。
We're bitten by it.
我们被它咬。
And there's only way out.
唯一能够脱离的办法。
is turn your eye upon our Lord Jesus.
就是转眼仰望我们的主耶稣基督。
Look forward to His wonderful face.
注目仰望他的慈容。
And the things of the earth will grow strangely dim to the light of His glory and grace.
所有事物在他荣耀光中都要次第变色成朦胧。
We have to be born of the Spirit and walk by the Spirit.
我们必须要从圣灵生，我们要靠着圣灵而行。
And spirit is like the wind.
圣灵就像风。
We don't know when it comes from and where it is going.
我们不知道它从哪里来，不知道它往哪里去。
But we can hear the sound of it.
但是我们可以听见它的声音。
The sound of the Spirit is the presence of our Lord.
圣灵的声音就是神的同在。
It's very, very important for us.To pay attention to the presence of the Lord in our life.
我们要非常注意在我们生活中神的同在。
If we have our devotional time in the morning or any time during the day,
在我们任何时候灵修的时间
it's not about to complete the task.
不在于我们只是做成。
It's not about tick the box. Sorry.
不在于我们就打一个勾做成了。
It is about to have the presence of the Lord with you.
而是在于神有没有与你同在。
In your family.
与你的家人同在。
It's not so important which school your child goes to.
不在于你的孩子去什么学校。
It's not about which job that you end up having.
不在于你做什么工作。
It doesn't matter how big your house is.
不在于你的家有多大。
It is about whether in your family that there is the presence of our Lord.
而在于你的家中有没有神的同在。
Are you concerned?About the presence of the Lord in your home, or you are more concerned about which school your child is going?
你关心神有没有在你的家中的同在呢？还是你更关心你孩子上什么学校？
In our service, what is most important in our service?
我们的服事，什么是我们服事中最重要的？
What is important in our Bible study?
我们查经什么是最重要的？
Is that we need to make?Everyone share something?
是我们要每一个人都交通吗?
Is it that we cover the chapter verse to verse?
是我们要把一张圣经从头到尾都交通过吗?
What is important in our Bible study time?
我们查经最重要的是什么?
It's the presence of our Lord.
是神的同在。
How about our prayer time?
我们祷告的时候呢
Do we come to the Lord to tell the Lord what to do?
我们来到主面前我们告诉主我们要什么吗
Every time we gather together in prayer meeting, we put out our checklist. We said, Lord, this is the work item for today.
还是我们 来到了祷告聚会我们就打开了我们的表说主啊这是我今天我们所需要的事。
We thank you last time you did this for us. Thank you. But now, this week,We got new work for you to do, God.
上一次我感谢你，你做成了这件事。现在我们还有更多的事要求你来做。
And therefore, we quickly go over the list because we have so much to ask for with so little time. We go over our list, Lord. There's a lot of work for you to do.
我们就拿起我们的清单，一件一件事来求主。我们就说主啊，你还有许多事情我们要求你来做。
Is that?How we pray together.
这是我们一起祷告的时候所做的事吗
？Can you sense the presence of the Lord?
你能感觉主的同在吗
？When you do gather.
当我们聚集的时候
，Brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter that we cover all the lists that we want to ask.
弟兄姊妹，不在于我们都为所有的事情所祷告。
It's important that we sense the presence of our Lord.
而在于我们能不能感觉神的同在。
Do you sense that there is the presence of the Lord in your relationship?
你能感觉在你的人际关系中主有主的同在吗？
Do you sense the presence of the Lord even in your work environment?
在你的工作环境中，你有感觉到主的同在吗？
When Jesus walked the earth, he was not in the ideal situations.
当主耶稣在地上的时候，他并不是最完美的环境。
But when Nicodemus saw our Lord Jesus, Nicodemus saw the presence of the Lord.
但是尼哥底母看见主耶稣的时候，他就看见神的同在。
In the place that we are, can someone like Nicodemus, they will look at our life, they will look at the way we live, they realize there is a presence of the Lord.
在我们所在之处，其他的人像尼哥，能不能像尼哥底母那样看见神与我们同在呢？
Brothers and sisters, we need to recognize that there are serpents today.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须知道今天有火蛇。
There are fiery serpents today.
今天有火蛇在我们中间。
If you're not careful, very easy to be bitten.
如果你不小心，你就会被火蛇咬。
And sometimes, even before you know it.
有时候你还不知道。
Then you feel there is a struggle in your spiritual life.
你觉得在你属灵生活中有挣扎。
There is a struggle in your relationship with others.
在你人际关系里有挣扎。
There is a struggle in your family life.
在你家庭生活当中有挣扎。
It is because you are bitten by the serpent.
因为你被这火蛇咬了。
And the serpent brings death into your life.
火蛇就把死亡带入你的生命中。
There is only one way out, brothers and sisters.
只有一个道路你可以出来。
Turn your eyes upon our Lord Jesus.
转眼仰望耶稣。
Every day, every minute, every second, you can turn your eye upon Jesus.
每天每分每秒转眼仰望耶稣。
You don't have to wait until Sunday. You don't have to wait until Wednesday night. You don't have to wait until Friday evening.
你不需要等到主日，等到星期三晚上，等到星期五晚上。
In the place where you are, in the situation you are in, anytime, any moment, you can turn your eyes upon our Lord Jesus.
在你所处之处，在任何地方，在任何时刻，你都转眼仰望耶稣。
If you turn your eyes, you will live right there at that time.
如果你转眼仰望耶稣，在那一时刻你就活了。
The relationship will be alive.
你的人际关系就活了。
The family will have peace.
你的家庭就会有平安。
And the struggle in your situation will go away.
在你生活当中的征战就会过去了。
All it takes is for you to turn your eyes away from what you have been looking at and turn upon Jesus.
你唯一所需要做的，就是从你所在看的事物中出来，转眼仰望耶稣。
You don't have to wait until Monday.
你不需要等到星期一。
You don't have to wait until you see that person again.
你不需要等到你再看见那个人。
You don't need to wait until that you have another meeting with your colleagues.
你不需要等到你和你的同事再开一次会。
You can turn your eye upon our Lord right now.
现在你就可以转眼仰望耶稣。
Maybe you feel the pain from the serpent all week long.
也许你一周来你都感觉到被蛇咬的痛苦。
You've experienced that death all week long.
你一周都感觉到那个死亡在你的里面。
You even struggled to come to the meeting this morning.
今天早晨你来聚会中你还是挣扎的来。
And you don't know why you're like that.
你不知道你为什么会那样。
You even don't know why you have been feeling this way for months.
你也不知道为什么你几个月来你都是感觉那样。
Because you're bitten by this serpent.
因为你被火蛇咬了。
And you did not look upon our Lord Jesus.
而你没有仰望耶稣。
Not for a week.
不止一个礼拜。
Not for months.
不是一个月,
you have not turned your eye upon our leaders for a long time.
你已经很久没有转眼仰望耶稣,
there is no other way.
没有其他的方法,
we have to turn our eye upon our Lord.
我们必须转眼仰望耶稣,
there is only one way out of this. It's look to that brown serpent on the standard.
就是转眼仰望那个架子上的铜蛇。
We pray that, Lord, this morning that some of us that we have this feeling or have this experience of death, either from the love of the world or from our flesh, will be able to say, we will turn our eye to our Lord Jesus this morning.
我们祷告主，当我们中间，也许我们中间有人被这火蛇所咬，或是被这世界的火蛇火咬，或被肉体的火蛇火咬，我们都要说，我们要转眼仰望耶稣。
When we experience that new birth, we're born of the water, we're born of the Spirit.
我们就要经历到这个重生，从水和圣灵所生。
To see the presence of our Lord coming back to our life.
我们要看见主的同在回到我们中间。
Back to our personal life.
回到我们个人的中间。
Back to our family life.
回到我们家庭生活中。
Back into our services.
回到我们服事中。
Even back to our workplace.
回到我们工作中。
So we can come back to this flight path.
我们就可以回到这个航道上。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, this morning we're grateful for your anointing and your grace and mercy this morning.
父啊，我们感谢你早上的膏抹，还有你的怜悯和恩典。
And we thank you that you always provide a way.
我们感谢你，你永远为我们预备了道路。
And you have never forsaken us.
你从不撇下我们。
Even we just like those Israel.
虽然我们像那些以色列人。
We often rebel against you.
我们常常背弃你。
And we are often bitten by this fiery serpent.
我们常常被火蛇所咬。
And you always be patient with us.
但是你总是忍耐，对，向着我们忍耐。
And you always provide a way.
你总是为我们预备道路。
And you provide your word.
因为我们预备你的话语。
You continue to say this word to us.
你继续向我们说话。
Return to us, and I will return to you.
我们转向你，你就转向我们。
It is command with promises.
这是带着应许的命令。
This morning, this word come to us again.
今天早晨这话语又临到我们。
We pray that there will be those that who will take up this opportunity this morning.
我们祷告早晨有人就能够接受这个机会。
And turn our eyes upon you.
而转眼仰望耶稣。
Father, I pray that if some of us this morning turn our eyes upon you, and you allow us to experience life again.
主啊，我们就祷告，今天若有人转眼仰望你，你就叫我们再活过来。
Experience the life in our personal life, in our family life, in our church life.
经历到我们个人，我们家庭和教会生活当中的生命。
We pray that there will be those that would respond to you.
我们祷告有人会向你的话回应。
Since you have been waiting for our response for so long.
因为你如此长久地在等候我们的回应。
Your steadfast love endures until this day.
你不变的爱一直持续到今天。
Your mercy is new today.
你的连续今天就是新的。
Pray that there will be those that experience that mercy even this morning.
我们祷告，我们今天早晨就经历到这个怜悯。
Lift out our eyes, turn our head, and look upon you.
我们要转眼仰望耶稣。
We pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿门。